I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. Today, I want to talk about greed and how greed isn't quite what you think. It's easy to make stereotypes of certain sins and think, well, that doesn't apply to me. I mean, I'm not storing up tons of money and desiring to have more zeros in my bank account just as an end in itself. But Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, be on guard against all greed. And I think he was talking to all of us. And be on guard, which means it's coming at you, no matter who you are, and against all greed, which means it takes different and insidious forms in our lives that don't necessarily fit that stereotype. And St. Paul also talks about the idolatry of greed. Now, what's that mean? Whenever you look to money for things that God is supposed to do for you, now some people think, I feel a subtle fear about life, so what am I going to do? I'm going to place more money between me and that fear, or surround my kids with lots and lots of my money so I could protect them. Hold on. That can be a good thing to earn money and serve people with it, but isn't God your protector and ultimately the protector of your kids? This is just one of countless examples that can trip us up, doesn't fit the stereotype, and ultimately make money replace God in our souls.
Yeah. And so often I think of this, we were talking about it before, about it sounds like greed is hoarding. And I think, well, I don't think I'm hoarding things. But the real question is, and in our businesses, we're supposed to make money. But it's really interesting. There's moments in our businesses where we think, well, we have good revenue, and here's an opportunity to do something with that. Can I justify it in terms of adding a lot more revenue? And I don't know the right answer. It's hard to know. The question we have to ask ourselves is this an end in itself, or is it an opportunity to do something better? And applying that in our personal lives and applying it in our work are very different things. But the thing we have to ask ourselves is, do I define myself, my happiness, my safety, my identity based on the money I make? Or do I place my identity in God and see that money as a gift from him that I have to do something with?
And it's tricky. It's tricky, isn't it?
It is. And I think what we have to do is say, God, protect me from convincing myself that I'm not greedy, because that would probably be when we're most susceptible to this.
Yeah. Be on guard against it. And again, even with your business, and we have to deal with money, but we don't want money to get the upper hand in our hearts. Even in your business, don't make the decisions based on more money equals more success and more good. That's not necessarily true at all.
Yeah. So, let's pray. God, help us not to be blind to the possibility of greed in our lives. Protect us from it, Lord. Help us to work for you and to love you and to not let money ever define us and not let it to be an object of our love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.